No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, when I got the call from Jerry and heard about you know, what he's going through at this point, I thought, wow, we need some encouragement. So I want to talk about being encouraged in the faith, in Christ, there's no better way to be encouraged. So before we open the text, let's pray together, shall we? Lord God, I thank you for your Son Christ and for what it means to us to know that being in Christ means that we are eternally, totally included with you, that you promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. What a promise. And I thank you for Pastor Jerry and Jan and what they're going through. What a difficult time, Lord. And I know they're your children, so you will carry them through at this time and encourage Jerry and encourage his family, his kids, and gone through it with my family at different times, and it's not an easy time, but knowing we're in Christ and knowing that we will be together again and live eternally with you, what a promise. And we look forward to that time, and we thank you for your Son Christ and what he's done for us. How he died, and through his life, we gain life. Lord, I pray that you would encourage us now through your word. Teach us your truth. Help us to draw our attention to your truth that is, as it's written in your word this morning. Guide my speaking and what I have to share. And Lord, I pray that it would be light for our hearts. Thank you for all you've done for us, and guide us now. And we pray these things, all of them, in your Son Christ's name. Amen. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 21. And let me ask you a question before we take off on this thing. How fearful are you? How scared are you? Do you have a lot of fear, would you say? I mean, we've just gone through COVID, and I mean, that's been difficult in itself. And even now, I understand that there are many that still are having COVID problems. We know a couple from where our congregation originally, they went through all the with all the COVID stuff without any problems at all. And then they went to Florida just a few weeks ago and came back with COVID. So it's still out there. And I know that it has changed lives. It's made people more fearful. Sandy and I were talking coming in here this morning, and I said to her, I said, well, look at yourself. Even you are more conscious now of touching doorknobs and, you know, making sure we have hand sanitizers to wipe on our hands at different times. So, you know, we are fearful at times. We become fearful. We become scared of things. Is it wrong to be fearful? Even though we know in Christ, you know, we've got a lot of encouragement. We got a lot. With our faith in Christ, we have so much to dwell on and hang on and believe in. But yet, I want to show you somebody from 1 Samuel that is fearful. Unbelievable, too. So you're in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 21. And we're going to go all the way down towards the end of the chapter. So go down to verse 10 of 1 Samuel 21. Or 1 Samuel 21:10. And if you're familiar with the text, you'll know that this is about King David, who was anointed King David, but has not become King David yet in the strict sense of the word, because it's still King Saul throughout the first part of Samuel. But God is not pleased with Saul, so Samuel the prophet has anointed David. Remember the context of his family and all that, and how God chose the smallest one, not the best looking one maybe even. But anyway, so here we are in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10, and here we go. David had that day, boy, I'm having trouble. I'll get over here by the light maybe. Okay. David fled that day from Saul's presence and went to King Achish of Gath. Now, do you remember where Gath is? Do you remember why it was so important? Who was from Gath? Goliath. Okay, Goliath is from Gath, and you remember what happened? Everybody knows, everybody learns in Sunday school or somewhere along the line about David and Goliath, and about David slaying Goliath. Do you know where that happened in the context here? If you would turn back to 1 Samuel 17, right after David was chosen by Samuel, he was sent, you remember, to his brothers that were in the war with the Philistines, and here comes Goliath out, and here's David going down to bring some cheese and so on to his brothers, and he can't figure out why they're all so scared of this big guy, Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, and you know the context there, you know what happens. Goliath is slayed, that's it, I think. I hope we don't have any English teachers here. Slayed. Goliath is slayed by David, the little guy. And that's in chapter 17. And now we come to chapter 21. And here we have David fleeing from Saul's presence. And so David is scared of Saul. Saul tried to kill him. Saul told his son Jonathan and the servants, we need to kill David. Why? Because he's jealous. Because David has gotten all the fame from slaying Goliath. But where does he go? Where does he run to hide from Saul? He runs to Gath. Goliath is dead, but he's from Gath, and so he runs into the Philistine territory. I'm thinking, why would you? The only thing I can come up with is because he didn't think Saul would go down into the Philistine territory to look for him. So he has gone down into the Philistine country. He went to King Achish of Gath, but Achish's servants said to him, isn't this David, the king of the land? Don't they sing about him during their dances? Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. And they did sing that. And that's why Saul was jealous. Then look at the next verse. David took this to heart and he became very afraid. Here's the child of God, chosen for his heart, because he was a man after God's own heart, we're told in Scripture. So here he is. He's afraid of Saul after killing Goliath. Can you imagine? I can't. I can't. Why? I can't figure this out. And he became very afraid of King Achish of Gath. So he pretended to be insane in their presence, and he acted like a madman around them, scribbling on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. So they tried to tell Achish, don't you know who this guy is? He's crazy. Achish says, let's get rid of this guy. So David left, down in chapter 22, verse 1, so David left Gath and took refuge in the cave of Adullam. David is scared. He's run now from the Philistines, and he's running from Saul for his life. And he ends up with some guys to help him hide out. He knows he will be the next king, but he's waiting for God to bring the time about for that to happen. And you know who David is? David is in the line of Christ the Messiah. And here he is. The point I want to make is he's afraid. He's afraid. It's okay as a Christian, a believer, solid believers in Christ, to be afraid at times. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when things are going to happen, what's going to take place. It's okay. But that's why I say we learn to trust. From here, I want you to turn over to the Psalm, which is the Psalm that David probably wrote after this. So turn over to Psalm chapter 53. Let me get out of Job here. All right. I love churches that teach the scriptures, and I appreciate Jerry's heart in sharing scripture with you all the time. I'm sorry, Psalm 56. Look at Psalm 56. All right. Look down to verse 3. And what did we just find out in 1 Samuel 21? We just saw that David was scared. He was afraid. And so here we have in Psalm chapter 56, verse 3, here's what David says. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I am afraid, he doesn't say, don't be afraid. He says, when you're afraid, trust in God. This is a prayer. David is praying, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. You ever afraid? Sure you are. We're all afraid at different times, wondering what's going to happen, what's coming next, COVID, cancer, a cold. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God's trust. I will not fear. It's about God. It's about realizing and remembering what you know from the text. That's why it's so important to know the Scriptures, to read the Scriptures, to meditate on the Scriptures, to learn the text, God's Word. It's what He's given us. Take your Bibles and turn over to Proverbs. We're going to look at a couple verses here. Proverbs 3, and many of you have committed that, as Sandy and I have, to like our life verses. We quote these all the time. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Look at this one with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. First of all, it says, trust in the Lord. And then it says, lean not on your own understanding. It seems like there's a contradiction here. Leaning on your own understanding would be, I'm trusting my feelings. I'm trusting what I think I should do. When maybe I know what God says I should do. God created us, and He created us with feelings. Have you ever had somebody walk up behind you and just yell, scream, and you jump? That's natural. That's the way God has made us. He's created us with feelings. We have feelings, and it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to cry. It's okay to rejoice and sing. And feel it. But don't let feelings overtake your mind, your brain. Feelings comes from the heart. Your emotions. God has created them. They're good. They're okay. But don't let them control you. Let God control you with His Word. If God's Word contradicts your feelings and your emotions, trust God, trust and obey. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, even your emotions, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. To do that, you're here, which is great, and you're here to hear Pastor Jerry. You're here to hear the Word. But you're only here for so long on a Sunday. During the week, get in the Scriptures. Study them. Read one chapter a day, whatever. But study the Scriptures, meditate on them, learn the text. It's very important as a believer. It is God's Word to us. He has penned this, and it's an amazing text, with some 40 authors that have written down what is here and how it all fits together. About God creation, about the falling of man, and then about God with His solution, putting it all back together again and going through the whole Old Testament. As whoever teaching on a Sunday night, I heard Jeremiah, that's fantastic. And how throughout the Old Testament, Satan is working, trying to stop God's plan. And then you get to the wonderful stuff in the New Testament, because there it is. Christ the Messiah, who was promised back from Genesis 3:15. You see how it all works out. What a great book. It's God's book. It's God's Word for us. Is it okay to be afraid? Yes. That's your feelings, your emotions, what you're going through at the moment. But trust. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all of your being, everything. Turn over to Hebrews. Back in the New Testament, we'll do a couple of verses in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. No, verse 5, I'm sorry, verse 5. And in that verse he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. When you're afraid, you know what you have to do? You have to remind yourself of the text. First of all, God will never leave you. If you're in Christ, if you have received Him, you're His child. That's a promise from God. I'll never leave you or forsake you. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. And then what you have to do is you've got to challenge yourself, and you've got to tell yourself, like David did, I will not be afraid. I'm going to trust God through this, whatever it is. And if you have trouble still, I'm going to go one more step. Turn over to 1 Peter. Keep going back through your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and you're probably very familiar with this verse, but God through Peter tells us in verse 7, chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, because He cares for you. Anxieties, whatever you're feeling, whatever's causing the afraidness in you, being scared of whatever, you're not sure, you don't know what to do, cast your cares on the Lord. Tell Him. Share with Him. You're scared. Share with Him. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Help me. Cast your cares upon Him, because He cares about you and for you. This is a kooky time, isn't it, that we're living in? I mean, all of us here, I think, can say we're kind of older. I mean, some of us are not as old as others. But when I was growing up, there weren't times like this. We must draw from the Lord. Otherwise, I can see why we would be scared and get afraid of some of the things that are happening in the world today. The shootings going on. I mean, when you go out in the crowd, do you stop and think? So your heart starts, oh, wow, what's going on? No, I'm going to be challenged here. I'm going to throw that on the Lord here. And He's in charge. He's in charge of my life. He lives in my heart. He will never leave me. So, I will trust in God. And He will help you through the difficult times. Not a doubt in my mind. Sandy and I were talking with Pastor Jerry a little while ago about how long. Congratulations to Pastor Jerry in 63 years of marriage. Wow, fantastic nowadays. I hate to say this, but they don't even get married nowadays. Terrible. Sandy and I were talking. We've got 52. And we've gone through some tough times ourselves. But we have always tried to remember who's in charge of our lives. The Lord lives here. He knows what's going on. He knows all about us. He knows all about you. He knows what you need, what you desire. And He cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. What a Lord we have. What a Savior we have. Somebody has said this, and this is kind of a sad thing. In times of adversity, we tend to doubt God cares. But in times of prosperity, we tend to forget God cares. Isn't that true? When things go so great for us and we're sitting like on top of the world, which is not all the time, we forget God. Remember then, even, God cares for you. God's blessing you or whatever. But there's the down times. It's going to happen. It does happen. Then at that point, we must remember. We must, by our will, we must talk ourselves into, I choose to trust God because He lives here. He is my Lord and my Savior forever and ever. And the hope we have is beyond understanding. So important to do that. Faithfulness. The faithfulness of the Lord. Remember how faithful God has been in your life over the years. And how then you've seen Him work different things out. Difficulties. And He will continue to do that. And again, I don't know this congregation that well, but and I pray and trust that each one of you are in Christ, but if you're not, the greatest thing that could ever happen to know that Christ lives in your heart, that you have eternal life from here on, from when you receive Christ, to know that He cares for you. And if you have never received Christ, today is the day of salvation. Pray with me, will you please? Lord God, I thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your truth. Thank You that we can put our hope and trust in You. And Lord, help us to do that. When times are difficult, when things are going not the way we would choose, and times when we don't understand, yet, Lord, You know what we're going through. You know all about us. You know what is best. You know, as You say in Romans chapter 8, that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. You work them out, Lord. They might not be good at the time, but You work them out. And we want to bring glory to Your name through our lives. Lord, help us to be that testimony to others this week. Lord, that we might shine Your light into this dark world. Thank You for this time this morning. Thank you for, again, taking your word and opening it up to us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the difficulties that any of these people might be going through at this point. Things that have been shared already about those that are sick and Pastor Jerry and just in taking care of our families. Continue to work in our lives. Lord, if there is one here, I pray for your Holy Spirit to speak to that heart that they might receive Christ, that this truly might be the day of salvation. Thank you for, again, the opportunity to share. We give all the glory to you, and we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Do you want us to sing a song or...